And apart from diet and insulin, can you remember anything else you learned about diabetes in the hospital?
Yes, they talked about hypos and what would happen if Emma did have a hypo, and how to add, you would have to give, it was glucose tablets in those days. It wasn't the sweets that they can have now, which is much better for and more interesting for them. But she could have so many. But if she wasn't able to take those, we had this, it's like glucose liquid called HypoStop that you had to put into her mouth and kind of massage into her gums. And then if that didn't work, there was an injection you could give called glucagon, which it was a very small vial of powder and a water, and you had to mix them together. And it seemed so complicated, and I thought, I hope I never have to use this, because I'm sure I won't get it right, because you had to mix it and you couldn't shake it up because you couldn't get air bubbles in. And it just seemed all these technical things, and I was just kind of panicking, thinking, I will never ever get this right. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm not going to look after her properly. The whole thing just seemed to be a complete nightmare.
So what do you feel that initial experience of diagnosis was like for Emma?
Emma wasn't very happy about it at all. In fact, she was quite cross, because she was due to go on a school trip for a week in Wales at the end of that week. And she learned in hospital that she wasn't able to go. And she'd had some new clothes to go with, and she was looking forward to this. She was going away with her friends, and there she was, stuck in hospital. And I was saying stupid things like, well, your new pyjamas and new dressing gown have come in very useful for hospital. But she was very unhappy about it, and she didn't want to have injections. She didn't want to be ill. She wanted to go away with her friends. But they did say in hospital, had I not noticed her drinking and got her to hospital so soon, I mean, she was initially put onto a saline drip because she was rather dehydrated, but had I not noticed and she'd gone away with the school, she would have actually been very ill.
Why do you think that you and, I think you said, your mother immediately thought of diabetes?
Well, my mother's father had a brother who had diabetes. So I suppose my mum knew a little bit more about it than I did. But I'm not sure where I sort of knew it from, but you had this view that people that drank a lot, it could be to do with diabetes. And I said to my mother, and she said, I think it could be, and we really need to get her to the doctors.